an infamous terrorist gets American justice. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The last of several killers with British accents in those ISIS beheading videos is sentenced in Virginia to life in prison. Al-Shafi Al-Sheikh was convicted in the murders of four Americans, including James Foley, who was killed 8 years ago today. His mother, Diane, outside the courthouse a short time ago.
Let this sentencing make clear to all who dare to kidnap, torture, or kill any American citizen abroad, that U.S. justice will find you wherever you are, and that our government will hold you accountable for your crimes against our citizens.
She and the parents of slain aid worker Kayla Mueller say they're grateful for the trial, but also criticize the government's response for Americans held hostage or detained in other countries. Abortion rights advocates went around in Michigan, where a judge says county prosecutors are not allowed to enforce the state's 1931 ban on abortion, which kicked in after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. Prosecuting attorney for Washtenaw County, Eli Savitt, says for now, this means abortion stays legal in Michigan.
Certainly, everybody is entitled to their opinion, and this is one that divides people deeply. But what people are not entitled to is the prosecution of a crime that violates the Constitution.
Advocates want abortion rights enshrined in the Michigan Constitution and for voters to take that up this fall. Utah's new limits on transgender student athletes are now on hold, a judge delaying implementation of a statewide ban until legal challenges are resolved. At issue is whether transgender girls are allowed to participate in girls' sports. As of March, the Utah High School Activities Association said only one transgender girl was playing in K-12 sports. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Tug of war over a nuclear power plant that Russia currently controls in Ukraine.
Both Ukraine and Russia accuse each other of planning provocations outside of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Yesterday, during meetings in Lviv, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called the attacks on the facility, quote, suicide.
Further deployment of forces or equipment to the site must be avoided.
The Kremlin says that the idea is unacceptable, arguing that pulling back forces will make the site even more vulnerable. Ukraine's state nuclear company today claims that Russia plans to turn off the power plant to disconnect them from the power grid. Russian officials say that they might shut down the facility if continued shellings persist.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. The French president speaking by phone with Russian leader Vladimir Putin today and saying after the call, Putin told him he's willing to reconsider a previous demand that inspectors from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency travel to that plant on Russian soil. A major theater chain is expected to admit it needs help.
Cineworld, the owner of Regal Cinemas, is preparing for a bankruptcy filing. The movie theater chain says it's been seeing a gradual recovery in attendance since theaters reopened last year, but it's not enough to revive the company. Cineworld blames a limited film slate. It's based in London. It's expected to file for a Chapter 11 reorganization in the U.S. and is considering filing an insolvency proceeding in the U.K. Cineworld narrowly escaped bankruptcy in 2020. Creditors extended it a lifeline while its theaters were shut by COVID restrictions. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
A rough end of the week on Wall Street so far. Right now, the Dow's down 179 points as oil prices climb, getting back over $91 a barrel. And Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.